there's simple things we can do individually, from maybe turning off the air conditioning or cutting back the thermostat in the winter and wearing more clothes. Those are very practical things. I know I live in a two-story home with a basement, and I just have moved from the upstairs to the basement for the summer just because it's ridiculous to run air conditioning for one person when I can live in the basement without having to do anything that consumes energy. Those are the simple little things that he's calling all of us to recognize.
Does this encyclical present deeper ethical, moral questions for a state like Wyoming and your statewide congregation because of the bedrock of Wyoming's economy, which is fossil fuels?
Clearly, he's calling for a reduction in the use of fossil fuels, at least in terms of the way that we burn and consume them that contribute to these gases that are detrimental to the climate. But I think it's important to point out that it's not a policy in terms of policy of the church or even imposing a policy upon the world community. And I don't think it's an either-or proposal. I think what the Holy Father is calling for is an and-or solution. I've already begun to receive questions from Catholics within the state saying, is it immoral for us to continue to mine coal and to pump the gas and the oil out of the soil? Is it immoral for me to make a living in that field? Is the Pope saying that it's sinful to burn these fuels? And I would say, no, it's not sinful. But he's saying this is not sustainable.
I think it's fair to say the church is no stranger to expressing opinions on partisan issues, right?
Right.
And this one is another one that is particularly partisan and particularly political, and there have been many critiques of Francis for making statements here that are beyond the scope of his role, that he is inappropriately jumping into political or partisan speech. How would you respond to that?
Well, people want to say that the Holy Father shouldn't get into politics or shouldn't get into science. But this document is talking about human activity. And all human activity is a moral activity. And I think that's one of the real challenges of this document is the Holy Father is saying, when it comes to business, when it comes to our use of the things of this world, we cannot check morality at the door.
For the members of the Catholic faith in Wyoming whose livelihood depends upon fossil fuels, particularly coal, what message do you have for those folks here in Wyoming about how they should view their own livelihoods?
I would say mostly two things, that I invite all of our people in the state, Catholics and beyond the Catholic Church, to simply receive this teaching, to read it in depth. Don't be settled to listen to sound bites from any particular group or the press, but read the entire document for yourself. And receive it with an open heart and an open mind. I do believe that it's going to be a disturbing challenge from the Holy Father when they read that he's wanting us to reduce the use of fossil fuels, clearly. And that has serious implications in the livelihoods of individuals and their families. But the second thing that I would invite them is to realize that the Holy Father is speaking as their pastor as well. And he speaks with a pastor's heart. He speaks with love for every one of us. And his intention is not to cast out people from certain walks of the industrial world into the food lines. He's not looking to make more poor, but he is looking for all of us to give a very humble, sober assessment of our world and our individual lives, and to see what we can do to contribute to the common good and a higher quality of life for all people.
Bishop Paul Aitchen, Catholic Bishop for the State of Wyoming. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Dan.